It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Leslie Carrier.
Today we're going to be talking about the Springfield Metropolitan Bar Association and some of the programs that they host and sponsor every year. Probably many people have heard about the Bar Association, but might not be familiar with what they do and the role they serve in our community. Our guest today is Krista Hogan, and she is the Executive Director of the Springfield Metropolitan Bar Association. Welcome.
Thank you, Leslie.
Thanks for being with us. So tell us about the Bar Association. When was it first organized, and how many attorneys do you serve?
Well, the Bar Association was actually organized in October of 1903, so we're coming up on a birthday, 113 years. And it is an organization designed to serve the members. We have 1,000 members, and we provide education, publications, some advocacy, and just resources to help them in their roles.
So how does the association work beyond the attorneys, out into the community and that type of thing?
Well, actually, on the centennial year, 2003, of the bar, we actually formed another organization, a separate entity, which is the Springfield Metropolitan Bar Foundation. Whereas the association has an internal focus, the foundation has an external focus. So the purpose of the foundation is to serve the community and offer programming for the general public, education, and resources for everyone.
So some of those projects that you're working on is one of the things we're going to be talking about today. You guys are going to be sponsoring a mini law school program for the public here coming up in September and October.
Yes, we have a lot of projects that we're very excited about. I don't know if you remember last year we did the Magna Carta exhibit with Missouri State and programming all over the community. And we have a project now with the Fairbanks and also with Missouri State. It's called, that one's called Barristers, where we provide some legal assistance to students on campus. But we also have, as you mentioned, this mini law school for the public, which is something that we do in conjunction with the Missouri Bar. The Missouri Bar has been doing this all over the state for several years. And last year, we initiated it here in Springfield. It's a series of weekly programs that start in September and just gives it kind of general information about the laws and has, you know, local expertise. And we're very excited about repeating that again this year with the Missouri Bar.
So why is this something that a general citizen might be interested in? What are some of the topics that are going to be important to a layperson in the community?
Well, you know, last year we did sort of just an overview of the law. We had a different, you know, area of law each week. And this year we thought, because it's a great year to talk about the Constitution, because it's an election year. And so the focus this year is on constitutional issues. The first week is a general overview. There'll be a week that will be on voting rights, because that's something that's been very high profile in the news. We have 1 week is on Miranda decision, which is something we all hear about, you know, in popular culture. This was the 50th anniversary of that decision. And so we'll have a husband and wife who are a prosecutor and a defense attorney talking about that. So that should be very interesting. We have Tom Strong, who's one of our outstanding members and an incredible speaker, will be doing two presentations. One's on slavery and constitutional implications. The other is on founding fathers, our founding fathers' views and religious freedom.
So this is open to anybody to participate?
Yes.
It sounds like.
Yes. And there is a fee, and all of the registration goes through the Missouri Bar, and they're very easy to find, mobar.org, mobar.org. And if you just look for the mini law school public information, then you can register. And it's $25 for the six-week series. It starts in September.
So it starts in September. Does it meet the same day every week?
It does. It is Tuesday nights, and it's from 7 to 8:30. We had to We had to start a little earlier this year because last year there was so much interest and so many questions and people didn't want to leave. So the library closes, I think, at 9. So
a limit on how many participants?
Yes, there are. And I'm not sure where they kept that. It's dependent on the room size that we have available to us. Don't hesitate if you're interested. And it's a great deal. You know, it's $25 for a lot of great information.
Earlier, you mentioned that you're doing a program in conjunction with the Fairbanks. Expand on that and tell us what's happening in that part of the city.
Well, you know that Zone 1 has been the focus of many of our civic and charitable organizations, and sort of simultaneously, we did a pilot outreach. We just go. We have lawyers who go over to the Fairbanks quarterly and have dinner with some of the residents, participants there, and advisors meet with the residents individually for the rest of the session, offering general information and some assessment to determine if they actually need to go forward with whatever legal issues they might have had.
You mentioned one of the projects or one of the programs in the mini law school is talking about voting rights and the Constitution because of an election year coming up. One of the things you guys will be heavily involved in September and October is the issue of judicial retention. What's the bar's role in that?
Well, I don't know if you remember, Leslie, but in 2008, the voters of Greene County adopted the Missouri plan, the nonpartisan court plan for judicial selection. And I love the fact that that provides us with this wonderful tool, this judicial evaluation process. So in September, the results of these judicial evaluations will be available online at yourmissourijudges.org is the website for that. And we will be having some information and programming about that coming up in conjunction, actually, with this mini law school as well.
Okay, and quickly, before we close here, give us the website again for the mini law school if people are interested.
I think that the easiest thing is to go to just mobar.org and go to mini law school for the public.
Great. Thank you very much. Our guest today has been Krista Hogan, Executive Director of the Springfield Metropolitan Bar Association. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. For this program and more in the Making Democracy Work series, go to the website ksmu.org.